as I mentioned, is a very important session. Because the motivation, where it goes, where it leads to, what the result is going to be. Okay? So let's come to the body. Probably a long time for you, the body posture. So let's go to the body posture. So first of all, see that you have more cushions than you think that you need. It's better to build down than to struggle a very long time. There's still two left. And you can see there's a movement with your hip. But your hip can move to the front and can move backwards. It is actually a very important part of the body. And you feel like, oh, this feels stiff. And then please try to work with this every day. So by working with your hip, it opens up the mind. So those who have still a very narrow mind, same thinking like mom and dad, not yet develop your own way of thinking, then the hip in general is very stiff. People with very strong concepts, they hold on to very strongly. You can see them when they walk. This is very stiff here. And you feel when you move your hip, that is connected with your spine. And your spine becomes hollow and round. So put your spine straight, so your hip straight, and you feel that your spine is also straight. Don't go too much into a hollow back. And see that there's space between your upper body and the arms so that the heat can go away, because else it will make you very fast sleepy. So the hands, it doesn't matter. Traditionally, the left hand of wisdom in the lap and the right hand of compassion on top, and the thumbs together, but especially the tips of the thumbs. It's like an acupressure point. It brings more concentration. And then let it rest into the lap. Of course, within the scriptures, we can say, they mention about four fingers under the navel. But it's only when you sit in the full lotus. Don't sit in the full lotus. Only when you really can sit like 45 minutes. Or 30 minutes easily. Then it's okay. So let them just rest in your lap. Not to bring them up, because it tends the body. And then try to relax the shoulders. So by relaxing the shoulders, it's allowing yourself to sink more into the present moment. And your head is straight. And be mindful, because when your head comes down, you become sleepy. When your head comes to much up, give rise to many thoughts, the energy comes up. There's a little movement with your head. It goes a little bit. Like your chin comes a bit backwards, a little bit. It opens the flow, the back of your neck when you're doing this, but also brings the crown more above the central channel. There are certain practices that's important. For example, the Vajrasattva practice. And then your tongue behind your upper teeth, the tip of the tongue, pointing up. So behind your upper teeth, pointing up. So this, by doing this, the energy flows differently, but also less saliva will come. And then a very essential point is the eyes. Try to have the eyes a little bit open. Just a little bit. And it feels very strange. I remember I was meditating 6 years with the eyes closed. Very difficult. But when you get used to it, you get so much benefit from your practice by doing this in the mindfulness sessions. And even when I do guided meditation, I have my eyes even a little bit open. Analytical meditation. What we do in the afternoon and the evening. So you try. Yeah, you try. I feel already, in some parts of the body, it's difficult to hold the body straight or to relax it. It's because of the blockage where the energy doesn't flow. Yeah? So it's very normal. Yeah? But when you meditate more and more, yeah, purifying yourself, bringing the flow back in the body, yeah, then you can even sleep. Yeah? And your head even doesn't come down. Yeah? So the energy starts to support you to hold the body up. So just try. So at the base, two things are very important, yeah? Even for your physical yoga practice, is that the body is very loose, not tense. I would say, soft like water. So try to sink into the water. Mostly it's water in the body. Try to feel this. Try to get an experience. Let me just try now. Maybe feel some tensions in the legs. Try to relax. Also in the arms. But also in the face, the muscles in the face. Try to relax them. Also inside of the body, in your abdomen area, and your belly, your breathing. Try to make it very soft. Very soft. You can feel the more soft you can make the body, the more you can sink into the body. So when you tense the body, you can feel that you cannot really sink into the body. And not only this, by tensing the body, it pushes you into the senses, into very gross energy. And we try to think more subtle, to more subtle body awareness. Just try. But relaxing doesn't mean relaxing your focus, your concentration. That we try to increase. Check everything in the body and try to relax, try to release. To feel how you sink into this place here, sitting on your cushion. And check the mind. Is there still some resistance, aversion for the moment right now? To sink into this place here with a mind in acceptance, And if there are some things you don't like about yourself, about the place, try to get a feeling. It's your place. And not just a place, but a very special place. Which is very difficult to meet and very easily lost. These conditions that come in together right now are very difficult to find and very easily lost. Try to bring up some appreciation for the moment right now, because with these conditions give us the opportunity to develop our minds, to train our minds with more love, compassion and wisdom. And not only for my own happiness, but for the happiness of all wandering beings. But how do you feel about others? Like the person sitting next to you. I mean, do you recognize that there's someone just like you who simply wants to be happy and doesn't want to experience pain, doesn't want to suffer? Try to recognize. Try to open your heart for this course. Your heart for others. And extend this view into the world. And try to connect with them. By recognizing there's someone else who simply wants to be happy, just like myself, who has the same difficulties, going through the same problems, just like myself. And if you can go into the world, towards your country, towards your close ones, it's easy to recognize their conditions, their suffering. Dukkha, dissatisfactory, always the feeling of something missing, never content. Try to open your heart for all living beings in this world, and not to forget about one. So for some moment, try to make effort in this, in your way. It can help when you think about the close ones, like your mother or your father, or someone who's sick right now, who's very close to your heart. It can trigger your heart. But start with recognizing that someone like you simply wants to be happy, not want to suffer. Make some effort in this and not to wander away with the mind. try to open your heart for all living beings. On the land, in the water, and in the sky. And not to forget about one. With these conditions, I can make a change for the benefit of all living beings, for all hell beings, and not forgetting about one. Try to open your heart. For all hungry ghost beings, not forgetting about one. For all animals, not forgetting about one. And for all humans, not leaving out even one. And for all gods and demigods, not leaving out even one. And for all the beings who in the intimate state, like in the bardo, not leaving out even one. So this course we're going to do for all living beings within the six realms and all the intimate state beings. Not leaving out even one. So try to open your heart. May benefit all living beings. So try to make it very strong. Because it's the motivation where it leads to. With this heart connection, you gain so much positive energy. With this pure motivation. For the benefit. When you even feel it. For the benefit of all living beings. How wonderful it would be if all living beings had happiness and the causes of happiness, including yourself. And how wonderful it would be if all living beings would be free from suffering and the causes of suffering, including yourself. And this course will become very beneficial. Very beneficial. By developing the mind. Developing love, compassion and wisdom. For the benefit of all beings. By becoming yourself like a guide. Proper guide like a Buddha. May that be the result. By doing this course. So with this motivation. We start a mindfulness practice. And we start on the breath, the movement of the breath within the body. what is meditating here? Is it the body or the mind? It's obvious the mind. So check your mind. Is it in meditation mood? So to bring the mind into meditation mood, there are three conditions to bring together. Even when you do your physical yoga practice, these conditions are very essential to get the most out of it. So concentrate on the breath. The first condition is concentration point. So try to concentrate on the breath. Stay with the breath. When the mind wanders away, grab your mind and bring it back to the breath. The second condition is that you concentrate 100% with all your focus. So not just 50% focused and the other 50% into daydreaming or sinking into dullness or sinking into sleepiness. And then the last condition, the third condition, is an equanimous state of mind. That's a mind that is free of aversion for something unpleasant. And is free of grasping for something pleasant. Free of like or dislike. Just as it is. So just try on the breath. With these three conditions. Remember at the base, a relaxed body. So when it slowly becomes tense, try to relax the body. But also at the base, that you meditate with love for yourself. So not in the critical mind. Oh, I'm not good in this. My mind is so miserable. But replace this with love, which has the wish, may I be happy. May I be happy. Don't follow the critical and critical thoughts. So normally we don't sit longer than 24 minutes, which is called one gatika. So the great Indian masters, they already mentioned, don't sit longer than 24 minutes. Because the body goes into a heavy feeling, the constitution, heavy feeling, and becomes very difficult to hold your focus. So it's very good then to stretch the body and just to stand up. Maybe you can feel, like a feeling of the energy, it feels already very heavy from body, like dull from the body. Yeah. So it's good just to move the body and even just to stand up. Yeah. And see, it's not the body that meditates, but the mind. So it's important to take care of the body. Slowly come back to the body, and again back to the breath. The best results will come when you keep going to these three conditions. Concentration point, 100% concentrated with an equanimous state of mind. Because then results will come. You start to ground into the meditation and results will come. So not just once. You have to make a little bit more effort in the beginning. You can see the moment you stop checking these three conditions, see how the mind becomes and loses power of concentration. It starts to wander away. You lose your concentration, your focus, and you can see how it starts to react with aversion or grasping in the cycle of hopes and fears, looking for happiness and avoiding suffering. Go on, but try to feel the whole body, your whole body, try to feel it, because the breath has the quality to relax the body more. concentration points, with all your focus and equanimous state of mind. Be mindful of your mind. Is there the three conditions to bring together? And so now and then, what you can do is on the in-breath, breathing more in, and make the body more straight if somebody pulls your hair. So you breathe a little bit more in by doing this. Lifting up the body and lifting up the mind. Go on like this. And I try to focus a little bit more on relaxing your breathing, giving more space for the breaths. That you start to feel that the body starts to breathe. The whole body. On every out-breath, it's releasing of tensions. Of disturbing thoughts. Releasing of emotional pain. And start to concentrate on love and compassion for yourself. Try to feel it. The wish, may I be happy. May I be happy. And also recognize that you are without happiness, the happiness you deeply wish for. May I be happy. Try to feel it in your well-being. It can soften the energy in your body. And maybe it feels strange to wish yourself happiness. May I be happy. And be free from suffering. Try to sink to the subtle level of love and compassion for yourself. And if you struggle saying these words of love and compassion, that's okay. It's actually understandable. Not feeling love and compassion for yourself. It becomes very difficult to receive love and compassion from someone else, for the close ones. Try to understand this. And it also becomes very difficult to have love and compassion for someone else. It's very difficult. We cannot generate love and compassion for yourself. Just try. May I be happy and be free from suffering. Whatever triggers, it is a transformation. And by having done this practice, and with this pure motivation for the benefit of all beings, not forgetting about one, there's a lot of positive energy to dedicate. And dedication is like giving direction to this energy. And the best thing we can do for ourselves and others is developing the mind, our potential for enlightenment. Which becomes enlightenment for others. Try to recognize how all living beings depend on us, how they need us right now, the effort we make here, right now, with these conditions. So whatever obstacle is there in this course may be removed this second, right now. May this course become very beneficial for gaining insight, understanding about love, compassion, and wisdom, especially realizing becomes a cause of enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. So there's a reason why I go for the highest motivation, and not just for all living beings, but to become yourself like a Buddha. Because it gives fruit, it brings the right conditions together. It can even become a cause to get reborn in the Pure Land. So very important. You have to take the highest dedication and motivation. So take your time to finish this session.